From the 1950s through the 1970s, big companies regularly commissioned original musicals for their annual conventions and sales meetings. They lavished money on these productions, which sang the glories of road graders and air conditioners. A New York comedy writer spent the last 10 years unearthing vinyl recordings of these industrial musicals. John Kalish caught up with him.
Steve Young is a veteran member of David Letterman's writing team. Back in the mid-1990s, he came across some recordings of industrial musicals that seemed perfect for a little ribbing in a segment called Dave's Record Collection.
Here's an original musical called The Bathrooms Are Coming, presented at American Standards 1969 Distributors Conference. Oh, man, for me, that was like Woodstock. How about you, Paul?
I was there.
Yeah, I was there, too.
Yeah.
Wow, what a weekend,
that
huh?
That was something.
Yeah. We're going to be listening to something called My Bathroom. Hit it.
My bathroom.
Oh, I'm going to leave that up.
My bathroom is a private kind of place. Very special kind of place. The only place where I can
sleep. All right, honey. Honey, open the door. Some men are here to take you to another very special place.
It's CD Final. Take that.
In the decades since Young first stumbled upon industrial musicals, his attitude evolved from one of mockery to appreciation.
What is more ready to be made fun of than somebody who's spending their career writing musicals about selling insurance or selling the new Ramblers or kitchen ranges or something? It seems sort of sad and a lesser version of what art should be. And then once I realized, you know, this is nothing to be ashamed of once you listen to it and realize the fine work that went into it and the enthusiasm that people brought to it because they loved what they did.
I don't sew and I'm not willing. I don't think that sewing's thrilling, even though they tell me it's delightful. For when I see the big productions they make out of small instructions, sewing seems like something really frightful. Now if they want to see my dimple, let them show me. It is simple. That is something I have never seen. Ooh, you know what I mean? Never mind the incidentals. Let's get down to fundamentals. Doesn't anybody think of me? I don't sew and I'm not willing. Sewing can't be all that thrilling till they tell me how to do it. Hey!
A few dozen people have gathered in a Lower East Side bar for a quirky lecture series, and on this particular night, Steve Young is giving a brief history of industrial musicals.
It's a lot of fun for me to get a guy on the phone and say, in all sincerity, you don't know me, but I'm a big fan of your 1962 J.C. Penney show. I really love the Penny Manager's Work song.
Don't buy too much, but buy enough. And when you buy it, sell the stuff. Watch the stock and cut expense, and always use your common sense. The buyers told you what was new, and so you ordered quite a few. Your total sales were only two. Don't blame the buyers, it was you. Profit. There goes the profit.
Steve Young is the first to admit he's a bit obsessed with these musicals. He's amassed a collection of close to 200 LPs, which includes the only known copies of some recordings. Young has been known to frequent tractor enthusiast forums online in hopes of finding a certain tractor musical. He regularly trolls for LPs on eBay, and he sent his wish list to record dealers around the country. That's how he procured a rare copy of the 1975 Dominion Road Machinery Show.
A record dealer from Texas was at a funeral in Nebraska, and he had some time to kill, and he went to a thrift shop, and he found it, and he said, I know the one guy in the world who's going to agree to pay me $75 for this.
When Young sings to himself, it's often such ditties as My Insurance Man. At home, he played a recording from a General Electric musical so often that one of his daughters memorized the lyrics and started singing along.
Can you tell me kilowatt hour consumption and demand?
Can't do. Can't do.
Can you look and tell me where the voltage level stands?
Can't do. Can't do.
We can tell you the position of a breaker or a switch. What can't we do?
Sing on pitch.
Can Do was part of a 1966 GE musical written by Kander and Ebb, whose other credits include the show Chicago. But unlike Chicago, these industrial musicals were written for industry insiders, and Young enjoys the shop talk that wasn't intended for public consumption. Things like, we're going to beat the hell out of Chevy, and we'll send those OSHA guys straight to hell.
It was aimed at a very specific audience, people who would come to the sales meeting and need to be told about the new line of backhoes or the new system that we're going to have for Coca-Cola vending machines.
Now here are a few things you may not know about silicone fluids and where they go.
I think it does take a kind of genius to be a composer or a writer who attends a meeting with these company brass who says, all right, we have to have you write this musical about the industrial applications of silicones. Here's a binder full of technical information for you. If you could just somehow turn that into a catchy song or a catchy 2 hours worth of songs, that would be great.
Water repellents, aerosol sprays, the number is fantastic. The release agent for rubber, for metal, and for plastic. Backing sheets on Band-Aids, grease for moving parts.
Steve Young says many of the industrial musical writers labored in obscurity, but some made it to the Great White Way.
Gonna be a golden harvest in 1959. Gonna be a march for buyers to sign the dotted line. With the new Ford tractors, the future's looking fine.
This is the music from Fordify Your Future. Get it? Fordify. Ford tractors from 1959. A friend of mine happened to look at this and said, Sheldon Harnick, Jerry Bock. Well, I had to ask who they were. Well, they wrote Fiddler on the Roof.
Everybody is, you've got exactly what they need.
The legendary Broadway team of Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock wrote five of these industrial musicals in the late 1950s and early 60s. Harnick says they helped him stay financially solvent and improved his musical theater chops.
It was strange, but it was extremely good discipline. You had to take the slogans and the information and work them into singable lyrics that were entertaining. In fact, all of the industrials, for me, were extremely valuable because I worked with good actors, singers, good directors, orchestrators, orchestra conductors, you know, they're all professional people, and it was like being in the theater, except that these were industrial shows.
Harnick crossed paths with quite a few future showbiz luminaries while working on industrials, including Johnny Morris, who went on to score Mel Brooks movies, and a couple of chorus girls named Cheetah Rivera and Gwen Verdon. Steve Young's research has found that before they hit the big time, such actors as Valerie Harper and Hal Linden worked on industrials to help pay the rent. But the real stars of the industrial musicals were the ground troops of American commerce.
The professional insurance man can handle any type of plan. He builds his reputation as a pro. And I'm sure that you have found that the word gets around that the pro is a guy in the know. When they speak of that man of renown, there are three words that make him the talk of the town. My insurance man.
Is that what they call you?
Steve Young's big score in recent months was the extremely elusive 1960 Brunswick Bowling Equipment Show, which he acquired for a mere $10. He expects the recordings to continue to trickle in as people clean out their closets and attics. By the way, if you come across a recording of the 1965 IMC Fertilizer Show, Steve would really love to hear from you. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Insurance man.
He's the one who's expanding.
My insurance man.
With standards outstanding.
He's the man who delegates the details, the birth dates.
His time he reserves for those he sells and serves.
My insurance man, the man we rely on. My insurance man, the best of them all. Who serves all coverage needs. That's why he succeeds. My insurance man, is that what they call you?